2 Samuel chapter 21. Then there was a famine in David's days for 3 years, year after year, and David appealed to the Lord. And the Lord said, It is on account of Saul and on account of the house of blood, because he killed the Gibeonites. So the king called the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not the sons of Israel, but the remainder of the Amorites, and the sons of Israel had sworn peace to them. But Saul had tried to strike them down in his zeal for the sons of Israel and Judah. And David asked the Gibeonites, What should I do for you, and by what means can I make atonement so that you bless the Lord's inheritance? Then the Gibeonites said to him, I do not have a demand for silver or gold with Saul or with his house, nor do we have a demand to kill any man in Israel. And he said, Whatever you say, I will do for you. And they said to the king, The man who was exterminating us and who schemed against us, that we should be destroyed, so as not to have a place in any of the territory of Israel, let 7 men from his sons be given to us, and we will impale them to the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, the Lord's chosen one. And the king said, I will give you them. But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, on account of the Lord's oath which was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. So the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of the sister of Michal, Saul's daughter, whom she bore to Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite. And he handed them over to the Gibeonites, and they impaled them on the mountain before the Lord. And the 7 of them fell together, and they were put to death in the days of the harvest, at its start, at the beginning of the barley harvest. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took some sackcloth and spread it out for herself at the rock at the beginning of the harvest, until water from the sky flowed over them, and she did not let the birds of the sky rest on them by day, or the wild animals by night. And it was reported to David what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, Saul's concubine, did. And David went to get Saul's bones and the bones of Jonathan his son from the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead, who had stolen them from the square of Beth-shan, where the Philistines had hanged them on the day when the Philistines struck Saul down in Gilboa. And he brought Saul's bones up from there and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of those who were impaled. And they buried the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son in Benjamin's land, in Zelah, in the grave of Kish his father. And they did everything that the king commanded. And God was prevailed on for the land after that. Then the Philistines had another war with Israel, and David went down, as did his servants with him, and he fought the Philistines. And David became fatigued. And Ishbo-benob, who was among the offspring of Raphah, the weight of whose spear was 300 copper weights, and who was newly girded up, stated his intention to strike David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, helped him, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. Then David's men swore to him and said, You shall no longer come out with us to battle, so that you do not snuff out Israel's lamp. And it came to pass after this that there was another war in Gob with the Philistines, when Sibbekai the Hushathite struck down Saph, who was among the offspring of Raphah. Then there was another war in Gob with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jaarei Oregim, a Bethlehemite, struck the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was another war in Gath, and there was a man of great stature, the fingers of whose hands and the toes of whose feet were 6 apiece, 24 in number, and he too had been born to Raphah. And when he showed contempt for Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimah, David's brother, struck him down. These 4 were born to Raphah in Gath, and they fell at the hand of David and at the hand of his servants.